plumber. And his partner, Mike Lahasset, who isn't with us today, but he's partnering up with Eric at Sandpoint Cinemas and how they have reopened for us all to enjoy. I have a lot to ask about, and as always, you are welcome in on this program. Do you have a movie request that you want Eric to hear about, or just a question that you have about the cinemas? Give us a call, 208-265-8255. That's 208-265-TALK. T-A-L-K. It's easy. It's fun. It's free. Come on, give us a call. So also, please sit, stay right where you are, and we will be right back.
Since 1990, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert, serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. Now is the time to get your vehicle serviced for the season ahead, so call Brown's today at 263-4643 or stop by the shop located on Triangle Drive behind the Bonner Mall. Their ASC Certified Master Mechanics can help keep your equipment on the road. Open weekdays from 7 to 5 and Saturdays from 7 to 1. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
Bi-Mart's Black Friday Savings Guide is here. It's 16 pages full of great holiday savings store-wide. From Martinelli's Sparkling Cider to Brown and Haley's Rocca, we have everything you need for your family's Thanksgiving feast. Plus, we've got the perfect Christmas gift for Dad. Rustler's Straight Leg Regular Fit Jeans are now just $8.88. Our employee owners are working hard to make sure all our stores are safe, clean, and ready when you are. Save with Bi-Mart's Black Friday Savings Guide. Out now and posted at Bi-Mart.com.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's 6 days of saving at Tri-State Outfitters in Coeur d'Alene, November 23rd through 29th. Save 20% off all apparel, footwear, and outerwear. 20% off coolers, camping, and Theragun massagers. Save 10% on sleds, ski and snowboard equipment, and snowshoes. Monday, November 23rd through Sunday, November 29th. Close Thanksgiving Day. Some exclusions apply. Tri-State Outfitters, one block south of Silver Lake Mall in Coeur d'Alene.
This Saturday, November 26th, is Small Business Saturday, a day to celebrate small businesses. The Sandpoint Shopping District invites you to be a part of this great event. The Sandpoint Shopping District offers a dynamic collection of one-of-a-kind shops. Each one is locally owned and always gives you friendly hometown service. So grab your friends and family and head to Sandpoint this Saturday. For more information about downtown Sandpoint's hometown holidays, check out the Sandpoint Shopping District Facebook page or go online to downtownsandpoint.com.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
Well, welcome back in, everyone. Yeah, you can find us at 1400 and 1450 AM. You can also find us at NorthIdahoRadio.com. We're streaming live right now. And if you miss a part of the show, you can always, later on today and tomorrow, catch up with us. It goes to a podcast there at NorthIdahoRadio.com. All right, join me, everyone, to say hello and welcome to Eric Plummer. Eric, thank you for being with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on. This is great.
Yeah. We were talking a little bit before we went on the air about where you grew up and are you native to Sandpoint or Idaho? So where are you from?
I grew up in Boise and actually fourth generation Idahoan. and then moved up to Coeur d'Alene after my dad moved there, and so I went to school my ninth grade year in Coeur d'Alene, then back to Boise. And then I've spent my summers in Coeur d'Alene since I was a seventh grader.
Oh, wow.
And then lived there for about 12 years and moved to Sandpoint, let's see, 17 years ago, I believe. So
you are an Idahoan, you're a Sandpointite. You've been here long enough almost to be a native, but really maybe not quite.
Yeah.
You got to put in a few more years in Bonner County.
Gotcha.
So you were telling me also that your partner, Mike Hosett, is also from Boise, and you guys have known each other since what, middle school?
Yeah, we went to Hillside Junior High together. We played basketball together at Capital High School. We were on the same basketball team, and we're friends. And then he, about 8 years ago, he moved his family up here and started took over the Hayden Cinemas, and so he's been running those since then. And so we've, you know, kind of go back a ways there.
You know, it's really, I have one friend in particular I'm thinking of who we've known each other and loved each other since the fourth grade. We've been into every shenanigan you can imagine, and no one would probably believe it about us. But it's really nice to have a friend from those days because they know your family.
Absolutely.
They know
what's
going on. So how did you guys, he was Hayden Cinema. So how did it happen that you decided to buy together or do together Sandpoint Cinema?
I mean, I guess it's about a three-year-old, started talking about it 3 years ago. He broached the idea of, hey, would you like to run a movie, a cinema up there? And so he had been kind of in contact with the previous owner, but then we sort of, you know, it was just talk at that point. And then about a year ago, it was like, okay, well, hey, this, you know, this might begin. And then it happened really quick, around November was when, he was about to get rid of the theater, the previous owner. And so it was either step in and keep it going, or who knows what would become of that space in the mall there. But so it kind of happened quick, and we said, let's keep this thing going. It's a beautiful theater. It was the previous owner, Dale Reese. He built it about just under 20 years ago. And so, you know, we just want to do right and keep this thing going. And
those theaters, they are really nice. Now, you're talking November 2019.
November 2020.
2020. Yeah. I mean, just boom.
It happened real quick because like I said, it was about to get shut down, and he was about to start getting rid of stuff in there.
Well, the first question that comes to my mind, thinking that, November 2020, I mean, you pulled the trigger on it. You had to be giving some serious consideration to the impact of COVID, what it had already had on the business, and what you guys were looking forward to going to the future. How did you analyze that?
You know, there was a little apprehension because movie theaters are closing right now nationwide, some of the big chains, unfortunately, the previous owner was kind of a victim of COVID. It was, he got shut down and people just weren't going to the movies. And so it was certainly a consideration. And we've really, we've done a lot of things differently as far as just taking precautions for COVID. And we also knew that this is going to be a long time investment. It's not going to happen immediately. There's a lot of variables that were, Hollywood included, they're not releasing as many movies right now at all. And so that and the pandemic, I mean, there's a lot to consider, but we want to pay the bills and keep this thing going and hope that better days are coming.
Absolutely. Well, you mentioned that you are taking precautions because of, I would imagine, not just COVID. I mean, any business that deals with the public and serves some food needs to stay hygienic in the bathrooms and all that. So what are some of the things that you're doing to keep everything safe and wonderful?
Well, so the first thing I did, I hung some plexiglass. There was none of that as a barrier between the registers and the people. All of our employees wear masks. That's another new thing. And we taped off every other row in the theaters for social distancing purposes. And we also capped the number of people that can go in a theater. And so those are the main ones. And then just wash, everybody's washing their hands after each showing. We go in with Lysol and just spray so that the airborne, whatever's, you know, just really every precaution we can. We just want people to feel safe. And another thing that's been very well received is the private showings, mm-hmm. which I don't know if you want to talk, we're going to later, yeah. but I think that's an opportunity for you to dictate who watches the movie with you. It can be your family, it can be the people you work with and you're around a lot, but it's, you know, it's up to 20 people of your choosing and the theater is yours. And we
if you're a hermit, it could just be you. rent that theater for $50 and go in, you and your, I don't know, could I take my therapy dog? Not that I have a therapy dog, but
no, that's, it's your theater the way we look at it. It's
I think it's a heck of a deal. I'm glad you brought it up. It was on my list because up to 20 people, so it could be, you know, any number, up to 20 for $50, that's a heck of a deal.
Yeah, it
really
is. It may
be even better call it a steal. It's a good deal.
A lot of people have said that. They've, one lady booked one for the Kinderhaven kids, which was really cool. And she was fully expecting to pay way more and was shocked that it was 50. But we're just trying to get people, keep them coming to the theater. And at this point, and, you know, it's, you are limited to a choice of, you know, and there are older movies. They're not brand new releases yet. Mm-hmm. But we're thinking after a week or two of the Croods running, we're going to try to do private showings for that as well. Mm-hmm. But, Yeah.
There was something that I heard, and I've never heard it since. I think it was on a news program somewhere, and they were speculating that first-run movies are going to be perhaps released not only into theaters, but into homes at the same time. Tell us about that, and what is that trend? And that doesn't seem like very helpful to you.
You know, it's a technological trend, but it, you know, the big one is Disney. A lot of their stuff goes straight to streaming. Mm-hmm. It still costs $30, I believe, to stream it, but like, say, Mulan or one of those that just recently came out. So that hurts. That definitely hurts theaters. But, you know, there's, the experience isn't the same at home. The sound isn't the same. The picture, the distractions. I really believe in the movie-going experience. I like going in there, and for 2 hours, I don't do anything except focus in on and really, you know, sink into the movie.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I wouldn't be able to do that at home the same way.
It's not the same experience. Yeah. You know, I agree with you 100%. You know, you can enjoy a movie at home, but it really isn't the same. Your phone might ring at home. I don't know, people, it's just a whole different thing. And the screen is big and the sound is better and you really get immersed into the movie. And the analogy that I make it for people who like theater, you can watch on PBS, I don't know, The King and I or something. But if you go to even Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater or Spokane and watch The King and I to take an oldie out, in person with the actors and the orchestra, there's just nothing like it.
I totally agree, 100%.
And movies in the theater are the very same thing. They're just such a step up from watching it on a little box.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah. So how do people set up these private showings? I mean, what do they have to do to make that happen?
It's easy. Go to our website, sandpointcinemas.com, and there's a little tab for private screenings. You click on it. It gives you the available choices and all the time slots. And then once somebody, and you just purchase it online, once they do, it shows sold out, and so that time is no longer available. We did, this Saturday, we did 8 private showings. I mean, from little 13 kids in a birthday party to, you know, just friends, you know, multiple families rented it together. And so, it's pretty easy to do. And
yeah, it's, you just book yourself in.
Yeah.
That's great to have real time where once you book it in, that time is gone for anybody else clicking in.
And we spaced them 10 minutes apart so that one group comes in, the lobby is all theirs, we get their concessions, and then when they go in, then the next group comes in.
Okay.
And it's prepaid, so you just go straight to concessions and then straight into the movie.
Awesome. So. Well, what about, and then between the groups in the theater, you probably have extra time or X amount of time for the cleaning and the
lights.
Yeah,
of course. There's, you know, we have about, I think it's 40 minutes between, and then the staff goes in, and of course it's not, it used to be you'd just go sweep, and if there was a soda, mop a soda spill, but now we try to like just spray a little bit.
Keep us from crunching on all the popcorn.
Yeah, for sure.
Speaking of popcorn, so you got into the movie business with your buddy Mike, and so is it just that you love movies, or is your secret love is that popcorn stuff going on?
Okay, both. I'm a definite popcorn guy when I go to, in fact, I don't remember the last time I went to a movie and I didn't also have popcorn. But I love movies. I love, ever since I was a kid. I mean, I was a regular at the video stores.
What is it about movies? What buttons are they hitting in you, do you think?
You know, I get very moved by powerful movies. I really try to sink into them, and you know, whether I tear up or whether I'm just like emotionally charged by something. I watch Rocky and I feel good afterwards. I can watch it, you know, if it comes on, I'm channel surfing through, I'm catch it 30 minutes in, invariably I finish it. And yeah. I feel really good after I do. I don't know. It's uplifting, I guess.
You know, Eric, I totally get this whole immersed thing about being in the movies. I just give myself over to the movie. I'm not really a buff like you. I don't remember the directors or the actors or, you know, who did what when. It's hard for me to remember it. But in the movie, in the moment, I'm there. And I remember, this is years ago when one of my grandsons, Ryan, was, I don't know how old he was. He was a kid. And we were in this movie and I actually tell the people what to do, not do. Why are you doing that? You know, can't just give him a phone call. You know, I'm just like advising. Like, yeah. And he leaned over and he said, "Grams, it's just a movie." And I looked at him and said, "What?"
Yeah, that's funny.
This is happening. I like it. And you were very modest to say that. What'd you say? Tear up? I weep. I just weep tears. I just, the whole thing. I feel the whole thing.
Yeah.
I think that's what movies are meant to do, don't you? I mean, that's the
purpose. Oh, no, they're evocative.
The purpose of a movie.
Yeah, whether it's joy or, you know, my mom does, she hates movies that are like a powerful drama that isn't happy. I love those. I feel like, you know, sometimes those are the ones that hit me the hardest. So, yeah, you know,
they do. I do have preferred endings. I do get a little upset when not only some of the people die, but the main person. No, please don't let that person die. I don't think I can take that.
Or the dog, when the dogs die in a movie, that's always, always going to get me.
Can't watch the dogs die. So I'm going to ask you this year, give me a couple of your favorite movies, whether they're way back or they're more recent.
Well, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is one of my favorites.
Jack Nicholson, you like him.
Yes. And oddly enough, I've read the book and seen the movie a bunch, but we went and saw that on Broadway. And my wife's from New York, so when we went and visited, and Gary Sinise from Forrest Gump fame, he was Randall McMurphy. And it was so powerful to see that live. I was trying so hard to suppress not crying that I ended up like almost like audibly busting out.
Yeah.
Because it was so powerful. And that movie's powerful enough, but like you said, there's something about seeing live theater. That One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, I love Rocky. It's probably Rocky's a love story. It's not a sports movie. People don't understand. They conflate it with Rocky 2, 3, 4, and Rocky is, it's the best.
It's about love and loyalty.
It is. And I love, let's see, what are Silence of the Lambs?
Oh,
I love that movie. Goodwill Hunting. These are some of my favorite. You can ask. I've got many more. So
I can imagine. I was going to say, you know, I can only imagine.
How about yours?
Yeah, I can only imagine. I like uplifting Christian movies, the ones that are at where the production is really well done.
Yeah.
I think Christian movies do have a little bit of a reputation for maybe not being the highest quality, but I think some of the recent ones are Fireproof and Courageous, and I'd like to see more of those in the theater.
Yeah,
and have good runs. I don't know if what kind of business that does for you, but I love
those. I think
those.
They probably
especially
would
I
do
can
well.
Only imagine what a great movie that was.
Yeah,
was just great. But I like the other stuff too. You know, Godfather, anything with Russell Crowe. I don't know, Star Wars. I mean, why would I could watch that. Oh, I watched that stuff over and over. You know what I saw recently at Sandpoint Cinema was Kevin Costner's Let Him Go.
Yeah.
Now that was a shockeroony for me.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like the ending very much in that.
I can't imagine why. I'm not going to say
spoilers,
what the. I'm not going to no spoilers here, but oh my goodness, I wasn't ready for that.
Yeah. Well, people love Kevin Costner and a lot of Yellowstone fans. His show Yellowstone, they came they came in to see that. And
yeah. That's. All right. Well, we're up against a break. We're going to take it right now, so don't go anyplace. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Scott.
And Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We have 42 years of combined experience and are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old Powerhouse Building, Suite 203, so come on down and see us or check us out on the web, Albertson Barlow Insurance.
Sweet Lou's in Coeur d'Alene and Ponderé now feature family meals to go. Available for takeout or curbside pickup, the new family meals include smoked ribs and chicken, bacon mac and cheese, 60-40 meatloaf with gravy, and a family Cobb salad. All meals feed a family of four and come with a fresh baked cookie or a triple chocolate brownie. Order online at sweetlouisidaho.com or call either location. Get your new family meals to go at Sweet Lou's in Coeur d'Alene or Ponderé. Come hungry, stay late, eat well. Sweet Lou's.
This Saturday, November 26th, is Small Business Saturday, a day to celebrate small businesses. The Sandpoint Shopping District invites you to be a part of this great event. The Sandpoint Shopping District offers a dynamic collection of one-of-a-kind shops. Each one is locally owned and always gives you friendly hometown service. So grab your friends and family and head to Sandpoint this Saturday. For more information about downtown Sandpoint's hometown holidays, check out the Sandpoint Shopping District Facebook page or go online to downtownsandpoint.com.
Become an employee owner and take charge of your future at Lighthouse Foods. Join their weekly job fair each Wednesday from 11 to 4. As the number one refrigerated salad dressing company in America, Lighthouse is an essential business, and they have dozens of positions available. Entry levels start at $14 an hour, and because Lighthouse is 100% employee owned, they offer generous benefits and competitive shift premiums. Register for the job fair at lighthousefoods.com/careers. Join the Lighthouse family and start your future today.
Welcome, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey on his birthday. Because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Just look at the news. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. And I'm not just talking about obvious things like campfires or letting your totally sweet nephew, Francis, play with matches. I'm talking about dumping your used barbecue coals willy-nilly or parking your car on tall, dry grass. That can lead to, poof, guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. But listen, being a South Carolinian, I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous, deciduous, or new car scented. So if you love the outdoors like me, go to smokybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention, because fire safety is always in season. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. We are all about Sandpoint Cinemas today, talking with Eric Plummer, and he's here. This is Sandpoint Cinema. It's reopening and renamed from the Bonner Mall Cinemas, which is exciting. And the other thing I like about this is that I am so hungry to get really, I mean, I have been pretty much out and about, but I want out of the house. I want safe,
sure,
healthy, normal. I want to have fun. I want to do life, Eric.
Yeah.
I am tired of whatever has been going on, and you are going to be a part of that,
all right.
I think, for a lot
happy
of us.
To be.
Well, Derek mentioned that there are theaters that have like VIP theaters and they serve wine and beer and food. Any possibility that might be coming down the road for us?
Yeah, long range. Like I said, right now we're just trying to keep open and get through these crazy times. And then we do have plans, though. Hopefully there's some hurdles to jump through legislatively, but we want to get beer and wine in some of the theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have to be 21 and over unless you are grandfathered in. But I think it seems to be the trend of a lot of theaters, and some are serving dinner now, and not just hot dogs and pretzels, but fine, you know,
yeah,
cuisine. And
yeah,
and so that's something we're thinking, you know, eventually maybe catering a cinema for people, something along those lines. But yeah, and, you
catering.
Know,
catering, that'd be great with the family private showing and then have it catered.
Yeah,
you know what that combines? That combines the convenience of having your refrigerator at home,
uh-huh,
where you can have food,
yeah,
and you can go get something that you want to eat or drink.
Yeah.
And having the theater, the big screen and the big sound experience. See,
it's
the perfect marriage.
And not
right
just
there.
Popcorn and candy and soda options, but, you know, people can,
yeah,
yeah, that's...
Speaking of popcorn and candy, what are some of the trends that, I mean, are still people still buying Milk Duds?
Yes,
sugar's been
in
off
fact,
my
we
list.
Ran out the other day and somebody was like, you don't have Milk Duds? And I said, yeah, we do. And I went back and cracked a new box.
Anything new happening with popcorn? I mean,
right now we're kind of using up some of the supplies that were still there. And so we're popping with canola oil right now. We probably will be switching to coconut oil,
mm-hmm,
soon for the popcorn, which seems to be a little more popular, I think, with people.
Mm-hmm.
And
even though it's saturated, it's plant-based saturated, that seems to be a good one.
Yeah.
What about the buttery stuff that goes on top?
There is
a better, healthy option than what,
you know,
used to
it's
be
it's
there?
Funny. We always ask, would you like butter on your popcorn? And some people are, oh, of course, like, you know, and then other people are, no, no. So it's, if you like it, great, we'll put it on there. I always ask a little or a lot.
Yeah.
And then, but if you don't, then it's the popcorn for me is, you know, buttery and salty enough without adding anything to it. So.
Yeah, maybe a little Parmesan on top of that butter.
Yeah, we do have several toppings that you can, you know, brewer's yeast is a big one that people were requesting. So I went down to Winter Ridge and got some bulk brewer's yeast to shake on people's
for
popcorn.
The vegan people of those of us who are out there. Well, as a businessman, I have a business question. How are all movies available to you? Do they have distribution limits?
Mike would be a better guy to answer that. He right now he's sort of doing all of our booking, and based on what he can, we're confined by our projection lease, which we took over for we have another year and a half on that. So we can only play certain things. Like for instance, we wanted to do the high school football playoff games. So the one was in Idaho Falls, so the people that can't drive 10 hours across the state, but our lease won't let us do that. So when that lease is up, we are probably going to get different projectors, and then we'll be able to show anything anybody wants, and we're not hamstrung by that.
So who is this lease with? I mean, who is it that you're contractually tied to?
The lease is with Sony. It's the Sony projectors, and they have their, you know, rules and regulations, and we have to follow them. They know everything that plays on those projectors, and those projectors are cost about what a new car costs. So it's definitely, you know, not the reels that you would switch, you know.
Other lease entities besides Sony that other theaters have?
No, that's just the one we took over. And we, you know, we have to obviously ride it out. And we had the Bulldogs made the state championship football game, we were considering Mike was going to bring up one of his own projectors, in which case we could do a drive-in. We were going to just show it on a white wall somewhere and people could drive up and watch it on a big screen.
Oh,
but that never materialized. But it's just that's a long-term thing. We'd like to get more community-centric things, and people can request, you know, you could come in and want to watch Rocky on the big screen. We'll do our best to do it in the future. So
wow, I love the way you guys are thinking. I mean, at least for me, I'm a pretty modest movie consumer. I'm not the buff, as I say, that you are.
Uh-huh.
But you just, to me, seem that you're really thinking outside the box. I mean, you just got a lot of things that down the road that will be great.
And Mike's had a pretty good business model with the Hayden Cinemas, and he's been doing like the $2 movies. We're offering those up here too, and we've had a couple families with six kids come in, and they were just thrilled.
Exactly.
It costs for $12, they get in the door and, you know, they can go watch one of the kids' movies or something. And
some people might say, well, that's really kind of you to do that. I'm thinking that's pretty smart business, because it's like you got hooked on movies as a kid.
Yeah.
And you want the families and the kids to want to come back and to watch movies. What about the holiday season is upon us, Thanksgiving, Christmas. This is when lots of people, at least traditionally, would go to the movies. Mm-hmm. So I see that you're open Thanksgiving and Christmas. Is that right?
Yeah, we're going to do two runs on Thanksgiving. So there'll be like a 4 o'clock set and then a 6:30, 7 o'clock set. And for some people, it's a really big movie day. They eat a big dinner, or they're just like, okay, we need to get out of the house and do something. And
we need to get out of the house and go sit down, please.
So, yeah, we're definitely going to be open for that. And just and then Christmas Day as well, probably the same thing. And
Well, the whole holiday season has traditionally been movie going. The kids are out of school. Parents are looking for fun things to do. Family, I remember it, you know, traveling around, visiting, people coming in to visit for Thanksgiving or Christmas or going someplace. And going to a movie was part of it for some reason. That was just what we do during the holidays.
Yeah.
So I'm just jazzed that you guys are open and making it available to people. What are the movies that are playing right now? And where could people go to find that out if they can't write all this down?
Okay, well, our website is the best place because it's current and updated, sandpointcinemas.com with an S. And also we have a Facebook page that has a lot of info on it as well. And really, it's right now, so The Croods 2, the sequel, is opening tomorrow. So that's kind of the big Thanksgiving. There were a few other, but a lot of the big movies have been pushed back because of COVID. So the release dates are, so when things do get back to normal, there's going to be a dearth of movies that studios have been sitting on.
Yeah.
So hopefully,
hopefully there'll be a big explosion of movies coming out that will get people coming.
And then I guess Christmas Day, the two big releases, they're opening on Christmas Day are Wonder Woman 1984, and that's the sequel to the popular Wonder Woman, and then the Tom Hanks movie News of the World.
What's that about?
I've only seen the trailer, but it's kind of post Civil War. He's traversing the country, and he stumbles upon a young girl and kind of takes her under his wing and try to survive the frontier days. And it's kind of one of those movies that I think will play well up here. It's got that Western sort of feel to it. And
do you watch all these movies before?
Well, we eventually will, because I'm hoping to start doing a pretty regular movie review for either the Daily Bee or what have you. And
well, thank you for mentioning that, because I was trying, all through this week, knowing that Eric was coming in, I was thinking, why do I know Eric Plummer's name? What is it about his name? Like, I don't think I know this guy. Well, you did sports for the Daily Bee for how many years?
13.
13 years. Of course, I've seen your name, but I'm not a big sports gal. So anyway, so you may be back at Daily Bee or someplace doing movie stuff.
Yeah, writing. I love to write, of course, and I love, I think movie reviews, I've always sort of secretly wanted to do that, and so it'll be kind of fun to, and that way, it can coincide with the release of, and we're going to try to appeal to, all genres and movie fans, some art house films, we're going to get, of course, the kids' movies and the blockbusters, but also try to cater to a little, not just, we're trying to get as good a range as we can so that...
There was a theater in Palm Springs that did... It's like a movie award from, France. I want to say Peabody, but that's not quite right. Some kind of a Palms Award. Does that ring a bell for you? No.
No.
Sorry, I just thought of it now, so I haven't been able to Google it. But
that's
anyway,
fine.
It's like an art movie, but maybe even a foreign movie, but not all foreign, but kind of off over here into the art district rather than the big. I would love that. That'd be great. That'd be a lot of fun every now and then.
And we don't want to compete against the Panada. We accidentally each showed Hillbilly Elegy, and we didn't know they were showing it. So we only ran it 1 week, and I apologized, and I said, so I'm going to get with them and make sure that we don't, the last thing we want to do is show the same movie they're showing.
Exactly.
And they do a lot of the artsy movies, but we're gonna try to mix in the ones that they don't do, just to have a theater for every taste, if as many as we can anyway.
Exactly. Well, we've got another break right now. When we come back, we've got a couple of more questions for Eric. And come on, 265-8255-208-265-8255. We'll get you on the air with Eric. Come on.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
At the co-op this week, we are all about staying warm and dry. We stock North Idaho Energy Logs and pellets. We have plenty of both, so come on in and get them. Now is the time to make sure your exterior wall faucets and hydrants are insulated. We stock tube insulation for pipes, heat tape, and foam fill. If you have questions about winterizing your home, just ask us. We have stock tank heaters in a variety of sizes and styles, including a floating option. We also have heated pet water dishes and bird bath de-icers. In the tack section, we have equine turnout blankets in a variety of sizes and colors to choose from to keep your horse warm and cozy. Keeping warm and dry has never been easier with products from the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, where neighbors have been helping neighbors since 1934, 208-263-6820.
Are you looking for a contractor for home projects like remodels or renovations? Or someone to do some handyman work to clear some tasks from your honey-do list? Call Real Estate Rescue today to get a bid for your upcoming project. We're available 7 days a week, and we can get started right away. Visit our website at realestaterescue208.com or call us now at 208-265-9051. That's Real Estate Rescue in Sandpoint, 208-265-9051.
Under the Sun in downtown Bonner's Ferry is the place to go for lots of new and different merchandise perfect for the holidays and the winter season. Under the Sun is open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Check out Under the Sun for their new winter accessories and home decor that's arriving daily. Enjoy the downstairs market or just relax in the upstairs loft. Of course, you can always find something delicious for breakfast and lunch at the Soulshine Bistro. Under the Sun in downtown Bonner's Ferry, where the sun is always shining.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, welcome back in, everyone. Thanks for being with us today because we're talking with Eric Plummer. He's with Sandpoint Cinemas. He's the new guy. Him and his partner, Mike Hosett, are the new guys out at Sandpoint Cinemas bringing us all this good stuff. So I want to go over a couple of things. I want to reassure people. I want you to reassure people how well you are handling this whole COVID scene so they can come out and have fun and be safe.
So we have on our door as you enter that Panhandle Health District has issued a mask mandate. It's a very prickly subject with a lot of people, and you know, we can't, you know, we're not going to call the cops when someone comes in that doesn't, but most people have been very respectful of it. When you get to your seat, take your masks off, eat popcorn and drink, and right now you can get, you know, 20, 30 feet away from anybody in the theaters. That's with the capacity we have and the limitations that we're putting. There's never going to be anybody sitting right behind you and, mm-hmm. you know, what have you.
We may but, like that. We may get so used to that. We yeah, want you to take those ribbons out.
And we have hand sanitizer that we're encouraging people to use right when they come in. There's a big gallon of it. And then, yeah, like I said, we, in between shows, we're spraying Lysol and, you know, just taking every precaution really that we can
exactly.
to keep people safe. And
keeping
you know,
people safe, and let's get back to normal life as best we can.
That's right.
Well, I've invited people to call in at 208-265-8255. Nobody's calling in, or at least Derek's not answering. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, but you want to encourage people to send requests. How does that work?
Yeah, you know, as we get going, if there's a movie that, you know, is out there that you want us to try to bring in, we will do everything we can to accommodate within reason. But yeah, there's, if you, you know, whether it's through Facebook or just call the theater, and you know, we'd love requests. We're trying to, you know, make this about the community, and we want to play what people want to see.
Yeah, so thank you for that.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing that I was just thinking about, since you're, you know, you're going to be open through the holidays, especially on Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day, what a great idea to give a movie theater tickets as a Christmas gift or book a private showing, but either one would make great Christmas gifts.
Absolutely. We're selling $10 gift cards, and they are good for concessions and tickets.
Okay.
So previously it was just for tickets, but yeah, they're, so you can come in and buy those at the theater. You can order them on, there's a tab on our website that we're putting up. We just got them, so in time for the holiday season here. But yeah, they're $10 little gift cards, and you can buy as many as you want and give them away. And
yeah, that's just a great idea for the holidays, for Christmas giving as a gift certificate to Sandpoint Cinemas, or that private showing, which is, you know, I just think such a great idea. Everything's available to you, all this information we're talking about, all these bookings and everything at Sandpoint Cinemas with an S.com. Ooh, we have somebody on the line, Glenn from Naples. Hey there, thanks for calling.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great.
All right, I have two questions for the gentleman. I'm sorry, forgive me, I don't remember the name offhand. I have a short memory, but I do know what I like in movies, and I like old stuff, and I have kind of two questions going. One I know is, it sounds like new releases and that kind of thing isn't going to be in the bag for you for the most part, but that's all right. I'm 62 years old, and I like the old stuff. And I'm curious if a thought has ever been floated, this is my first question, of having a, like, Wednesday night, really old night classics, like Psycho and, you know, these really old classic.
All right,
that
Glenn.
Type of thing.
Thank you for that question. Let's get an answer to that.
That's a great idea. You know, right now Wednesdays are $5 movie nights, by the way. All movies on, or no, I'm sorry. That is Tuesdays. But that's a great idea, and that's the kind of stuff that we want to hear from people. And yes, we, again, once our lease is up with the current projectors, we want to play. I would love to bring some of the classics, because a movie like Psycho on the big screen is, I mean, that's Hitchcock at its best.
Oh,
and
awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, that's something we will definitely consider. We want to keep playing the classics. And the nice thing too, those are often discount, because they're the first runs, you know, we have to charge full price, but a lot of the classics we are doing as $2 movies. So,
all right, Glenn, we don't have a lot of time, but give us your second question real quick for Eric.
Okay. The second question was, as far as, reserving a night for a group of up to 20 people or what have you, if you have enough advance notice, and I know part of the question to this, I think I do, is if you requested a specific movie, I know that you have to pay for these movies, but could a specific movie be requested and you, you know, tell us after you find out what that cost of that movie is going to be? And, you know, negotiate a price.
All right, Glenn. So you're asking about a movie that may not be listed right now on the website, but something else.
Yes, we would take requests on that.
Can he get that movie and then quote a price on what that movie would be for that number of people?
Yes, I think we could. We're, you know, we're still ironing out a lot of little details with this. But, yeah, that's... I think if you gave us advance notice, we could at least check in to see if we could get the movie. And if we could, we most certainly would. And I think if you want to see it, other people might as well. I mean, if I imagine if we put Psycho on there as a option for private screenings, somebody might do it. Maybe that's, not the holidays. But
that's for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, great questions.
Hey, Glenn, thanks for jumping in with us. I appreciate it. You know, talking about first-run movies that Glenn was saying that we might not, you know, they're going to be somewhat limited. What's coming up, do you think, in the summer for us?
Okay, well, of course, that's blockbuster. Typically, when the blockbusters are released in normal times, but two that really stick out are the new Bond movie in April, provided it doesn't get pushed back like a lot of the movies. No Time to Die is the new Bond movie, and then a big one will be Top Gun, the sequel to Top Gun, and that's coming this summer. And oddly enough on that, Mike and I went to school with one of the actors that has a decent part in it. It's a speaking part. It's not a huge role, but his name's Randy Davidson, and he's in a new movie called Mank, and he's actually got quite a few coming out, but we went to high school with him, so it's kind of cool to, I can't wait to see, I haven't seen him since then, so just to see him on the big screen will be interesting.
What kind of a word is Mank, M-A-N-K or M-A-N-Q-U-E, what the heck is that?
I don't know, it's the name of the movie.
Maybe it's his name or something, like Bond, this is Mank.
Yeah.
So that's coming out in the summer.
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll look forward. We'll definitely look forward to that. Hey, everybody. You know, it's just so good to feel like, you know, life may be getting back to normal a little bit with a few limitations like masks and distancing. But let's go have fun at the cinemas. Eric, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for having me. This was fun.
Absolutely. You just had lots of good information for us. And again, I want to encourage you, if you want to have any information about Sandpoint Cinemas, what's playing, how you can do a private party, how you can get gift certificates for tickets or food, it's all available to you at sandpointcinemas.com. You can find them on Facebook, which is where, by the way, preparing for the show, I was always kind of jumping on and off Facebook, see what you guys had on there. And so every time I just like it, just because that's what I do.
All right.
And I got a badge. There was some kind of a Sandpoint Cinema badge that I got the other day. And I was, one of my questions was going to be, what do I get with that badge? But we're out of time. All right. Listeners, thank you so much for being with us. Eric, again, thank you. And he was talking about popcorn. Speaking of food, my guest next week will be Justin Dick, who has several hats in our community. And next Tuesday, we'll be talking with him about restaurants, Jalapenos and Trinity, what's going on with them. Join us, get some inside information on the food industry. Until next week, this is Barbara saying thank you. Be blessed and happy Thanksgiving.
K246CU, 1450 KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, a Blue Sky Broadcasting radio station.
BC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. The Biden-Harris Foreign and National Security Cabinet taking shape with President-elect Joe Biden choosing seasoned government officials, he says, some who have worked.